Now, the business of lotteries, America's modern era of state-run lotteries, started half a century ago in New Hampshire. Today, across 43 states, the District of Columbia, and several territories, people wager more than $56 billion a year on lotteries. The take for state governments is about a third of that. In many states, lottery revenues exceed revenue from corporate income taxes. As Steve Tripley reports, the big winners in that equation include politicians, who get money for government services without having to raise taxes. And the other big winner? The non-gambling public.
The machine spitting out lottery betting slips is busy this midday Monday at Santo Domingo Liquors in Lawrence, Massachusetts. The store has two cash registers. Only the lottery register has a line when I arrive. Elizabeth Correa, 8 months pregnant, is running that register with her mother. Her family owns the store.
We do this 7 days a week. 7 days a week. My mom sometimes she'll do it open to closing.
Santo Domingo Liquors took in $1,237,000 in lottery bets last year. It's Lawrence's fifth largest lottery vendor. With 77,000 people, this mostly poor city has 78 lottery outlets, one for every 1,000 residents, in convenience stores, liquor stores, gas stations, bars, and restaurants.
Ay, 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 otra vez contigo.
Ay, 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 you again, Elizabeth Correa jokes as she rings up a lottery regular. He's an elderly man who speaks Spanish and won't give his name to a guy with a microphone. I ask how often he plays.
¿Cuántas veces por semana juega usted?
Los 7 días a la semana. Los 7 días a la semana.
7 días. 7 days a week.
He allows that he's just won $200. Correa says that may explain why he didn't want to give his name. But now he's turned $44 of his winnings into new bets. Correa says that's not uncommon for winners. She points to a table where gamblers fill in their numbers or scratch their scratch tickets.
They buy it, they go over there, they scratch it, they come back over here, cash it in. And then we sell them some more, and they go back, scratch it, come over here, cash them, buy more.
Constant rebetting cuts the payback from lotteries significantly, and the official payback rate's not that good. Massachusetts returns on average about 73% of every bet, the highest of any lottery, but still dramatically worse than the 90-plus percent payback of most casino games. Why would anyone play such bad odds? With thousands of outlets in each state, Massachusetts has 7,400, economists say the sheer availability of lotteries gives them a decisive market edge. Cornell University economics and management professor David Just offers another reason why gamblers bite.
What appears to be happening is that they really believe that there's going to be a return on this investment.
Just and his colleagues crunched lottery data from 39 states. He says many people, especially the less educated, simply don't understand how abysmal their chances are. Even if everyone did understand, Just says his research shows why some still might play.
It's the desperation play. People don't treat it like entertainment. Instead, those, particularly those who are poor, are treating this more as an investment opportunity. It's their Hail Mary pass to try and make it big.
Lottery officials around the country insist that for most players, lotteries really are just entertainment. And with playing voluntary, no one's targeted. That may be true, but Just says one other thing jumped out from his research.
To me, the astounding thing was looking at how much the prevalence of people out, down around the poverty rate, particularly people who are on different forms of welfare, that those really did correlate so tightly with lottery play.
Studies from the Carolinas to California, Illinois, and Connecticut echo that. At least some lotteries acknowledge their market indirectly. An Ohio marketing plan once suggested that lottery ads be timed to coincide with the receipt of government benefits. Lottery advertising, and in many states there's a lot of it, favors friendlier themes. This TV spot from Oregon soothingly touts the services lottery profits by.
Introducing Cottonwood Canyon. Funded in part with $13 million lottery dollars, providing recreational adventure for generations of Oregonians to come. The Oregon Lottery. It does good things.
Lottery revenues do fund good things, recreation, education, and public safety. And the majority who hardly ever gamble get those services without paying full cost. For the gamblers, opportunities are multiplying. Under competitive pressure, the people who run state lotteries keep launching new games, new advertising, new price points, and juiced-up payouts. Back at Santo Domingo Liquors, a display case holds an array of 44 scratch tickets. There's one for every budget, $1, $2, $5, $10, $20. Owner Elizabeth Correa pulls out another one.
We got the $30 ticket.
Say that again?
$30 ticket.
Is that new?
Yes.
How new is that?
About what, 2-3 weeks? Month?
Less than a month.
The $30 world-class million scratch ticket is the state's newest. Massachusetts is simply keeping up with the six other states that have rolled out $30 tickets in recent months. Every state lottery website has a link to counseling for problem gamblers. But the flow of cash from these games raises questions about whether state governments are becoming a different sort of gambling addict. For NPR News, I'm Steve Tripoli.